everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster of the Oklahoma Beef Council, as we get an update on those Stephen Adam videos. Stephen, of course, professional basketball player who loves beef. Heather, give us an update.
Yes, in the first video, Adam shares how he loves beef and he smashes steaks, a phrase that has taken off in Oklahoma sports media. The video also has a strong nutrition message of how beef fuels his play. But since its release a month ago, it has achieved more than 770,000 organic video views, meaning the content and not advertising dollars were driving the views. We were so excited, though, when ESPN and Inside the NBA on TNT played the video on its broadcast, and stories have been featured across marketing and sports blogs, as well as Yahoo News and all Oklahoma media.
Now, a second video is out, showcasing a day on the ranch for Stephen and enjoying, at the end of the day, a great steak.
So be like Stephen Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Hog trade continues to be the story of the day, with prices surging to expanded trading limits throughout the day. This momentum in buyer activity expanding contract highs based on expected further demand. Cattle markets lightly traded today with narrow gains, holding live cattle futures steady to firm. Corn futures were higher today in sluggish trade. May corn futures about 5 cents higher. Stock markets higher in light trade as well, with the Dow Jones 145 points higher, NASDAQ up 73 points. Over in live cattle today, limited activity has kept the market stable throughout the day, with prices 10 to 30 cents per hundredweight higher. Despite sharp triple-digit gains in lean hog trade, strong buyer support continued across the feeder cattle complex, with live cattle traders remaining reluctant to aggressively step back into the market. Over in feeder cattle today, moderate to firm support developed in the complex, with traders focused on a combination of tighter supplies throughout the rest of the year, as well as overall beef demand expected to improve throughout the summer months. May through October contracts, the most aggressive today, focused on feeder cattle contracts, posting a dollar per hundredweight gain. Although no concrete numbers of cattle impacted from winter storms over the last 2 months or recent flooding is available, the expectation that losses will affect overall supplies is creating some market reactions. Meanwhile, grains were higher today, with corn trade 4 to 5 cents higher, with better buying developing during the day session. Soybean trade 2 to 3 cents higher, with trade remaining firmly range-bound between $9 and $9.10, with two-sided trade continuing. Meal was $1.50 to $2.50 lower, and oil 10 to 20 points lower. Finally, today in wheat, trade was flat to 3 cents higher, with trade fighting off the overnight selling and sharply stronger dollar to move higher during the day session. Trade is still focused on easing oversold conditions, with a large fund short remaining in place, with planting season coming up for spring wheat and weather likely to remain challenging. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.